I'm Tyler.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we are TLC Coaches.
Helping couples in Act Two of their marriage. Hey, everybody. It's Tyler and I. We're here.
Good morning.
So, yeah, it's morning for us. I feel like screaming or singing from Nemo. First day of school. First day of school. First day of school.
That's what little.
Isn't that what Nemo does? That's what we've been saying. Yeah, Nemo does that at the beginning of Finding Nemo. Is that what it's called? Finding Nemo? That didn't sound right. So we're a few days late. We try to record our podcast on Saturday night during our date night, and then, you know, publish it right away, and then, you know, publicize it, I guess, from there on out.
So why haven't we?
Why haven't we?
Yeah.
Honey, why haven't we? It's been nuts the last few days. It's so interesting just how quickly summer goes. My dad, well, any life goes. My dad used to say, the years fly, or the days and the weeks drag, or can drag, and the years fly. It's so true. Like, sometimes a day can feel so long, or a week can feel so long. And, you know, you hear people say, is it only Tuesday? Yep. Is it only Wednesday?
Yep.
But, you know, those years, you look back, and they've flown. So we're okay. I'm okay. I'm going to start off with that. I'm okay. Our youngest child and only girl just got dropped off at kindergarten. And I'm okay. I really am. It's an interesting thing. So we have, like we said, we have three boys, and then Belle is our youngest, and she's an end of June birthday. And so at the end of the school year last year, it was, you know, she was turning five, and I just couldn't feel right about, we had decided to just send her to kindergarten because she's, you know, she's going to be five by the time September 1 rolls around, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just the weirdest thing. I felt like I was prayerful about it, and felt like, I don't know, I felt like God was like, you decide. So I was just kind of deciding to just do what you do, which is send her. And it was so weird. We finished her preschool graduation and, finished preschool graduation. And I was in here and on the table coloring with her the puzzle or something. And she started to get teary about missing her preschool teacher. And I just had this feeling, what if you left her home one extra year? And I had this just, that was the thought in my head. What if you left her home one more year? And I had this wave of like comfort. And I was like, I'm leaving her home. I texted Tyler or called you, Marco Polo'd you probably. Yeah. Said, what do you think? Like, she'd be the oldest. I mean, she's going into kindergarten six, you know, one more year at home. One more year of Together Tuesdays, which was me trying to do something fun with her most Tuesdays during the school year. And you know, it just felt right. So we left her home one extra year. And so she's an old kindergartner, I guess. She's already six, but she brags about that. Like, you know, on the way to school just now, she's like, and I'm already six. She said that to someone who asked her if she was first day of kinder.
She's pretty proud of herself.
And it's interesting. I was fine. And then when we walked into the campus, I got teary, and I've cried with every kid going to school. And I told Tyler, it's not necessarily that I'm sad and I'm teary. It's just change. And so I'm not even sure I can describe the emotion. The emotion isn't necessarily sad for me, because let me tell you, I am not sad for me. I really am not. She is so ready to go, so happy. We'll see what happens at 3 o'clock when she gets home. But, you know, you've heard that story of the kindergartner who goes, wait, I have to go again tomorrow. Like, I did it. Wait a second. You know, but so I am not sad for me. I'm going to see them at 2:45 p.m. when they get home. And that's plenty of time. I like a little me time. I like an alone time. I'm going to clean out their bedrooms today like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I'm excited for the routines again and the structure.
Yep.
And so I'm not sad, but it is this emotion of this is a change. And so I don't even know, hon. I don't have an emotion for it. Do you have an emotion for it? Can you call it?
Yeah, it's a loss. I mean, it's a good loss. It's transition, but every transition in life comes with its own stress and emotional release. And I think that's what I hesitate to call it grieving, but that's what it is. You know,
right. Grieving has a negative connotation.
Right.
So.
But grieving is an active emotional letdown. It's where you're letting go of whatever you've lost. And there's an emotional piece to that. So you can, losing something doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. So, but this is the end of this era. Like you said, you were calling it it's the end of an era. And it really is. You're letting go of that little girl and letting her be a big girl in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're letting go of that. And that comes with an emotional release. And so that's, That's why I would call it grieving, even though it has a negative connotation. But in my realm, grieving doesn't necessarily always have to be negative.
That's interesting. I love that. Okay, that's so interesting, because I always have thought of grieving as being sad, lonely, you know, wretched. You think grief is tough, but I guess grief is not necessarily...
It's a
lot of things. But.
Yeah, it's actually a verb. It's not sad. Grieving isn't sad. It's an active physical thing that we do. It's a process of releasing of emotion because of loss. And so, you know, so it's just a verb. It doesn't have any kind of good, bad, negative. We give it that connotation because of how we feel about death and dying and those things. But it's just a verb.
Okay, I like that. Well, basically, the topic that we want to cover today, or that I wanted to touch on and have your feedback with and your two cents, because you are, you know, you're the male in the home and you're the dad in the home and I'm the mom in the home, is mom guilt.
Yes, you are.
And it's a little term that people use, mom guilt. I almost, for years with our kids going to school, our oldest is now I call him a fresh man because he's literally like a foot taller than me now. My fresh man.
Inch taller than me. Stinker.
Yeah, an inch taller than you and a foot or so taller than me. So anyway, our oldest is a freshman. So we've had quite a few years of summers and then back to school, right? And for years, I'd have this almost stressed out feeling like, did I do enough? Did we do enough in the summer? Yeah. Did we have enough fun in the summer? Because, you know, you only have so many summers, you only have so many days. And a lot of times I would have this guilt of, oh my gosh, how many days did we only do screens? You know, or how many days did I think, I'm just going to clean the house today. They can do whatever they want. And we didn't do anything fun. Like, we didn't get out of the house. Now, don't get me wrong. I've heard a couple of grumblings from the kids. Like Bowen said a couple days ago, we didn't have enough vacations. You know, is there ever enough vacations?
No,
We did a week-long awesome trip in Utah.
I agree with that.
And yeah, like, true. But the cool thing is that this actually has when I got into the coaching that I did myself a couple years ago, it's kind of this, instead of going, oh, you did enough, Lindsay, and patting myself on the back, I might not have done enough, and that's okay. In other words, that's what life's all about. I read this thing from my friend the other day who has a coaching program, and in her Share the Joy coaching, and in her Instagram, she said, instead of trying to decide, no, we're not screwing up our kids, we're doing fine, or worrying about screwing up our kids, what if you just own that maybe we are screwing it up a little bit? And that's okay. Like, that's what life is all about.
Yeah.
So instead of me having this first day of school today and being like, oh, did we do enough? Yeah, we did enough. I kind of want to feel neutral about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was what it was. In fact, that's another thing that's kind of been a little bit eye-opening for me, is realizing that everything, period, that's happened in my life so far has happened the way it was supposed to happen because it did.
Yeah.
Because it did happen that way.
Yeah.
So that's the way it was supposed to happen. It's a weird thing to think, well, you know, was your friend's husband supposed to die earlier than you thought, or he should, you know what I mean? If you look back on life and you can accept that things have happened the way they were supposed to happen because they did happen that way, it kind of gives me like a neutral feeling about it. Mm-hmm. Now, could I have done more this summer to have more fun with our kids? Yes. Mm-hmm. Always. Period. Did we have a good summer? Yes.
Yeah.
Were there days that they wished we had done something fun? Yes. But here's the other thing that's interesting. This kid, there have been summers where I have, you know, back to school days where I have pined over that, oh, I didn't do enough. And then I'm trying to think of all the things we did to make myself feel better. Look back in my Instagram journal, you know, family Instagram journal to see, oh yeah, we did do enough fun. And I think the kids still had a good summer. They're not over here going, Mom, you never take us to golf land. You know, like, they're never doing that. They're enjoying the fact that there's no school,
uh-huh,
and that they have, you know, lazier days,
uh-huh,
and a carefree life.
Yes.
And period.
There
have
been times
when I'm stressing about,
yeah,
stuff that they're fine about, yeah, you know?
I've watched you try to wrangle them all and throw them in the car. We're going to do something. And you're gung-ho and you're so like determined. And all of them are marching into the car with their heads bowed because all they'd rather do is sit on the couch and do nothing.
Right. It's so true. So anyway, if anything, I hope that this little podcast helps you know that things happen the way they're supposed to happen because they did happen that way. And that's an interesting kind of concept. I mean, even though it's probably something we know innately, but it doesn't do us any good to like wish things didn't happen the way they happened because they did happen that way.
Was that easy for you to just accept, or did you
need
some coaching to kind of get your head around?
I definitely needed coaching, which is why I had, much coaching and still do have coaching.
Right. But I just think that that's not a natural thing to accept. And maybe that's something you probably need some coaching to.
Yeah.
To learn how do you actually apply that into your brain?
Yeah. Well, I think getting to a neutral place about anything is something that another person can help you see, which is what my coach has helped me see is that there's lots of things my coach helped me see, but that's definitely one of them.
I love
that. So there you go. There's our little tidbit for the day. Keep in mind, guys, we do couples coaching. I do coaching with women who've had any sort of body, any issue. And whether or not you want to lose weight or make a change or just get to a body acceptance, we do that. And I do that. And I also have a program that I'm going to be launching starting September 1st. It's going to be like a membership and more details to come on that. But
I'm stoked
please,
about that.
I know I'm excited too. It's going to be fun. So excited and scared into the woods.
And there it is.
There it is. Excited and scared into the woods. Little Red sings that when she's going to Granny's house. She's excited and scared. So yeah, find us on Instagram, Facebook. Of course, it's every podcaster is going to say this to you. I'm pretty sure it helps us. If you like us, share us. All those things. It helps us get the word out to more people. Our goal really is to help other people. And like I said in a previous podcast, I've known for a long time in sort of a kind of a divine intervention that I've had the things in life and I'm confident in speaking and talking to other people I've had those things and not just for my own personal development. I felt very strongly that it was something that I needed to then use and take and help others with. So there you go. You have anything to say?
I thought that was great.
Remember that we do a free discovery session. So even if you're just like slightly curious about what coaching would look like with us, you literally have no commitment to us by doing a free discovery call. And you can sign up for that free discovery call by going to our website, tlccoaches.com.
All right.
Peace and love. Hey guys, before you go, here's the deal. If you like what you've heard, please like it, share it, tell your friends, take a screenshot of it and post it. I know every podcaster asks you to do that, but there's a reason. It's because it helps us get the word out about the good that we're trying to do in the world to more people. So come on, please. Okay, bye-bye.